somebody asked me about portals the other day. So let me do this real quick. I've talked about it before. It's hard, probably hard to find because I probably didn't title it portals. But right in front of me is the same story that's right in front of you. If you can understand that, everything in front of you is a word, and everything in front of you tells a story, and every object is an object lesson. So I'm going to tell you what's right in front of me, and it's probably right in front of you, either the color or the object. So I'm looking at a tree, I'm looking at a fence, I'm looking at a building, I'm looking at a white line on some pavement, a blacktop pavement, I'm looking at a curb, white curb, some pavement, white pavement. I'm looking at some bushes. I'm looking at a storage building, a dumpster, a gate, cars, somebody's foot hanging out of their car, a white car, red car, black car. I'm looking at a truck, an SUV. Let's see what else. Some rocks and a yellow. The rocks are whitish gray. The yellow post, warning post, and some leaves that are cut down, and some dirt that's the wind's blown, and some paper and some dirt on the ground. I'm also looking at my steering wheel, a bottle of water, a bag, some spray bottles, ozone cleaner, a sticker, a CD, a DVD, a pencil, a piece of paper, a business card, a Lyft sign, a Uber sign, a rearview mirror, a radio, a bottle cap, a name tag, a charger, a phone charger, and a mask. I didn't even know that mask was still there. And a mask over in the side. So, and I'm also looking at a clock, and I'm looking at the date, I'm looking at time, I'm looking at a meter for gas, and a horn, and et cetera, et cetera. So, I'm looking at some blocks. When I said bricks, these are white blocks. They're not the red bricks, they're white bricks. Now, and I said building, I'm looking at a couple buildings. So, what does that mean? Every object I told you tells a story. Like the tree represents faith. Tree, true faith. The car that I'm in, the car that I'm looking at, represents a carriage to carry, to weigh, to birth into your next state. So, what is happening here is that right in front of you, turn the air on them. Right in front of you is a story. And it doesn't matter if you're right here where I'm at or where you're at. It's the same story, and it's the story of the cross. The black and white is the cross. The red is the blood. The curb curbs your sin, right? Keeps you from running over the curb, going into a ditch or whatever. So, the fence is F-E, faith in the spirit walk. This fence represents a boundary, a spirit walk, a boundary to keep you from crossing over to the wrong territory, you know. Long story short, every object is the same story. The blood of his cross is being preached everywhere at all times right in front of you. So no matter where you're at, it's the same story. So what does that mean? If the same story is being preached everywhere, that means space doesn't exist. And also it means time doesn't exist. Time is T-I-M-E, instant message of the cross by the Spirit. T is the cross, I M is instant message, E is the Spirit. Time is an instant message of the cross by the Spirit. Everywhere you're at is a portal. So when you walk, your legs are crossing. You're moving through a portal. Every time you move, you cross your legs, cross your arms, cross the street, cross your mind. Everything's a portal. And what is the portal doing? You're moving to your new state. Just like I said, a car goes back to carriage and it goes back to deliver, to birth in. So each moment and every, let's say you're walking down the street, every step that you take, you're going through a portal. Because it's all a projection from the cross. If the same story is everywhere at all times, everywhere at all times, the same story, that means no matter where I look, where I walk, it's a projection. It's just like the computer game Second Life. The computer doesn't need the processing until you walk to that area. It's mapped out in a computer program, but it's not really mapped out on the screen. It only shows up when you walk that way. So the Bible talks about, who was it that got picked up? The Spirit picked him up and took him over to the Ethiopian eunuch and preached the gospel to him. I don't know if it was Peter or Paul. I don't remember who it was. I can't remember who it was right now. But anyway, he was picked up. God picked him up and took him in the Spirit. Instantaneously. John the Revelator, he was taken up to heaven. Paul was taken up to the third heaven. John in Revelation went up to heaven. I guess the third heaven. Anyway, instantly, everything's a portal. You're a portal. So your starboard side goes, the starboard side. Actually, the word board, the board on a ship, right? Board up. You need to board your ship. And there's boards on the side of a ship. So the starboard side is the message from the stars, his words forever settled in heaven. Your body ship is the portal. And you got a portal side where you speak it out. The message from the heavens goes through your portal, your body ship, and you speak the gospel out to people all around you. You are the portal, and everywhere around you is the portal, and every time you take a step, you're moving through a portal because it's a projection from the cross. The same story is projecting no matter where you turn your head. And I did this. I studied this for 10 years. And I would look in front of me, and I'd decode all those objects. And then I'd look to the right, decode all those objects. Look behind me, decode all, and it's the same story. When you unfold the words, it goes back to the blood of his cross everywhere that you look. And every object lesson, if you break it into enough parts, if you break the tree down into its branches, its roots, its trunk, its leaves, it goes back to preach Jesus. Your finger, your fingernail, your DNA, everything preaches Jesus if you break it down to its root words. Because the root words of everything go back to cut, turn, union, or flow. Those four words. And those words are the cross, the verse, which is turning out a copy. It's turning out a baby. Union is union back with God. Amos 3:3, the 33 is the cross. And flow is the blood flow. Because you can't flow without the blood covering. And the currency between the banks, the bankers has to flow, and the current between the banks has to flow. Just like your blood has to flow. Just like water has to flow, you can't drink it. Everything has to be flowing. Your blood, even when you're asleep, your blood's flowing. Your air in your house needs to be moving around. You don't want stagnated air. You don't want stagnated water. You don't want stagnated marriage. You have to communicate, commune. You have to communicate in a marriage. Actually, the husband and wife having sex, that's communion. That's communication. That's a communication. When you shake somebody's hand, that's a communication. A face-to-face interaction, that's communication. A telephone, you make a phone call on the telephone, that's communion. Together, union. Face-to-face. So let me say this. So we all have this little cube space in the 3D plane. It's like when you look at your computer, let's say somebody's on the other side and you're looking at your computer talking to them. It's an interface. You have to look through the computer just like you're watching this video now. It's an interface. So when you look at another person, you're interfacing with a spirit. Face to face, interface, ace to ace with a F. 1-to-1 with a letter F. F is the flesh, right? So you're 1-to-1, face-to-face, interacting with somebody. They're in a portal, you're in a portal, so it's an interface. So when you're talking to somebody, when you're in communion with somebody, that's two people, two per the sons interacting, interfacing. So when you look at your computer, you're interfacing. When you're dealing with another person who's really a spirit being, they might be energized by the devil spirit or the spirit of God, but it doesn't matter. They're still interfacing from another realm. They're just walking around in a body ship. Their body ship is just a ship. Everything's a ship. Everything's a word. And so you're interfacing. Let's tell you you're out on the ocean with, and you're in a boat, and somebody over there is in a boat, and you pull up to each other to talk to each other, and you holler, you beep the horn first, or push the horn, or whatever they call it on a boat, and you scoot over, but you don't want to run into them, so you have to be careful. And the same way with your body ship. Your car is the same way. Your car floats on air. It's an airship. The tire is flat without the air, joint air. So let's say you got a flat tire car beside you, but you got air in your tire. That person with the flat tire represents the goats. You got air in your tire because your joint airs, air, joint air, air in the tire. The phonics hold true always. So you're floating around because you got the Holy Spirit in your body ship. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies, Romans 8. But they're not quickened. They're dead. That's why everything that comes out of the mouth is death and negative and depressed and sad and misery and everything else. They have no hope. They have no love. They have no grace. They have nothing but curse words coming out of their mouth. That's because they're a dead ship. They got a flat tire because they don't have the Holy Spirit. And so anyway, so you're interfacing face to face with another human being in a holographic projection, and everybody is per the sun because they're a per sun. And so since they're a per sun, they're by the sun, per the sun. And so you're just a ship, and you're energized by God to float around. So your gas or your petrol is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit sustains the man, right? And so your spirit is keeping you alive, your soul or spirit. And so you have a body, a soul, and a spirit, right? But that living soul that's not saved, they haven't been regenerated. The born again have a born again spirit in them. The soul has the will, the emotion, and the intellect. So everybody has a soul. They have a will. They have an emotion. They have intellect. But not everybody's born again. But they're still a ship. Now, they know the right things to say if they try to manipulate you. And an unsaved person is always going to try to manipulate because they're trying to live this life in their own power because they're not dependent on God. So what are they going to do? They only know manipulation. That's all they know. That's how they survived their whole life. And if they lived long enough, 60 years or whatever, they are master manipulators. I drank that water too fast. They're master manipulators because that's all they know. And they get good at their trade. But you used to be them. So if you believe their lies, they fool you. But they really can't fool you if you really know. If you really think about it. When you meet somebody, unless they're saved, you need to say, well, they're probably a psychopath. When you meet somebody, say, they're a psychopath unless they prove me wrong. And when they prove you wrong, say, okay, they're cool. You don't want to really go about living that way, but to be safe, you can live that way. This person could be a psychopath or a sociopath or a narcissist. And then when they prove you wrong, then you got a friend, you know. Long story short, you're in a projection. Everything's a portal because everything's a projection of the cross. So let's say somebody wanted to teleport somewhere else. Well, if you teleported somewhere else, the same store and the same stuff, why would you want to? Because, okay, let's say you hate your job and you want to teleport to another job. Just change, you know, do a multiverse life change. Well, you can actually do it right now with your thoughts, but your heart has to change first. But let's say you teleported somewhere else and you're in a different job around different people. Well, guess what? The same gossip, the same backbiting, the same problems are going to be there as they were where you were just at. So the secret is, all this out here is the same story. So the secret is, outside never changes. It's the same stuff happening all the time. So what has to change is the inside. Your outside is never going to change. It's the same grass, the same dirt, the same sky. It's all the same. So it's only going around you through its circuit to change your heart and to change your inner man. And so when you change your heart and your inner man, the outside story will change and you will reflect back according to the heart. Now, there will be some similar people, but because you've changed, you don't resonate with those people anymore, and they actually start to leave you alone. They will persecute you and harass you, but they won't really try to be your friend because they know you see through them. There's really nothing there. When you got a psychic vampire or a leech trying to hang on, if there's nothing to hang on to, there's nothing for them. They have to get some kind of response. Just like if you study narcissism, a narcissist is going to keep bothering you if you let it bother you. But if you observe and don't absorb, they'll leave you alone because they're not getting any kind of vampire response from you. They only get satisfaction if they can irritate you. If you just say, it doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what a narcissist says. They're so full of it. They're not even a real human, to be honest with you. They're not even there. They're feeders. They're bottom feeders. Anyway, when you change your heart, you no longer associate with bottom feeders because the bottom feeder is on a whole different, they're in the flesh mind, but when you're in the spirit mind, a bottom feeder isn't even on your radar. When the bottom feeder flesh mind is looking out for somebody to feed off of, if you're walking in the spirit, you're not on their radar. They can't even see you. They see you walking around like a tree. They just see somebody walk around, but they don't see you. Who was it? Corrie ten Boom. She was in the prison camp. She put a Bible around her neck and hung it behind her. And the guard, because they called it contraband or whatever, the guard looked right at it and didn't see it, you know. They don't even see you because your heart's, you're covered by the blood and your heart's, they don't even resonate with you. Somebody told me one time, this city's full of drug dealers. I said, I don't know any. I don't know any. I don't see them. This is like 20 years ago. I don't see them. The reason they said, I'm tired of this place, because they're in that culture. When you're not in that culture, you don't resonate with them. They're not around you because they know you're not. They can't even see you, to be honest with you. So if you could teleport to a new universe, it would be the same story because Jesus is the story of all creation. But you can teleport right where you're at right now by changing your heart and your mind, and your outside will start to change. But it's all because your inner man. And if you really renew your inner man, you can stay in the same exact place that you've been the whole time you were miserable, and it starts to change into something good. But you have to change your heart. You have to learn how to manage your heart, manage your body ship, manage your outs, your whatever you're responsible for. You got to manage it. Manage your words, manage your responses, manage your thoughts. How can one person be in heaven on earth, and I'm just talking about figuratively, they feel good about life and everything, and the other person lives right next door and they're miserable on earth? It's a heart. It's all about the heart. It's the outlook. And the reason it's the outlook is why? Because it's all a projection out. And so as you look out, all those objects are projections from the same source. The logo spoke and it all spiraled out. And so you build on top of what he did already. And so as you build on top of what Jesus did, you have to do it with a servant attitude. Most of the time when somebody's miserable, it's because they don't really understand they're here to serve. If life is hard, part of the process is to cut out the old flesh mind, to cut in the new mind, the spirit mind, the mind of Christ. If you have the mind of Christ, you know all things. The Bible says that. The Bible says he's given you all things. You know all things because you have the mind of Christ. There's a verse about that. It's probably in Colossians. I used to have it memorized. But he also says he called you friends, and he revealed the secret of the the proverbs and the parables to his close-knit people. And since you got the Holy Spirit, he revealed all the secrets to you right there. If you got the Holy Spirit, Jesus, the Bible says, if God gave you Jesus, will he not freely give you all things? If God provided a way through his Son, sent the Holy Spirit, will he not freely give you all things? That's in Romans 8 too, I'm pretty sure. If he gave you his Son, will he not freely give you all things? It's easy for God to snap his fingers and your whole reality could change. He could change it in a second, but the process is a carriage. Time is like a carriage. If you look at all the time travel movies, you'll see carriages. Time is like a carriage. It's to carry you to your next state. That's all. The earth is like a pocket universe, and it's a ship, and it's carrying to your next state. So the holographic story revolves around you to carry you to your next state. You're not going anywhere. Even if you got teleported on the other side of the world, you're still in the same place because it's still the cross. It's a TV screen. Everything that you look at is an interface. Listen to this about 5 or 10 times and maybe it'll click. But even if you teleported to China, you're still in the same place. And what is that place? It's a projection of the cross. You're still at the cross. The Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. His story is history. His T-ori, having to do with the cross. It's all the story of the cross. When you watch a movie, it's the story of the cross. When you listen to a song, it's the story of the cross. When you walk, it's the story of the cross. When you eat, it's the story of the cross. When you sleep, it's the story of the cross. Anything and everything that you do is the same story. So you're reading and observing and listening and meditating and thinking on the cross. And that's why when you think, you're thankful. When you meditate on what Jesus did, you're thankful. I'm walking right now. I'm portaling to my next state. Every walk represents a new state of being. It's real, people. It's real. Yeah, he could teleport you to a new situation, but he's using the situation you're in to develop some character.